This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in the book of Revelation, chapter 19. Prior to getting started, just a couple of quick announcements here. If you'd like to hear these other programs in Revelation, as well as 5 years worth of Sunday sermons, you can go to WGODradio.com. There's a link on there that says prior broadcasts. If you click on that, you'll see another link on there, and that'll take you to my podcasting page. There's 5.5 years worth of programs on here. So I encourage you to do that. Now, in the meantime, we're looking at the Lord's return here in Revelation chapter 19. And I want to look here today at this arresting or the apprehension of the Antichrist is what we're looking at. Now, let's pick it up in verse 14 of Revelation chapter 19. Now, the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, they followed him on white horses. Now, out of his mouth goes a sharp sword so that with it he should strike the nations. Now, I said yesterday, what that means is all he has to say is drop dead is what this means. You see, when he comes back, he's not going to be spit on anymore, friend. He's not going to be, well, he will be cursed, but he won't be at the mercy of sinners anymore when he comes back. No, not anymore. No, the baby Jesus is in the past. You see, he's not a baby anymore. He is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He has on his head many crowns. He is the Son of Almighty God. When he comes back, he will be worshipped. Knees will bow. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess, no matter who you are. Every tongue will confess. Osama bin Laden, Adolf Hitler, and all these others will come over. And Mikey Weinstein from the Freedom from Religion Foundation, they all will come to the Son of God, and they will bow a knee, and they will call him Lord. They won't spit in his eye. They'll call him Lord, because that's how he's coming back. Out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, so that with it he should strike the nations. He himself will rule them with a rod of iron. That sounds like Psalm chapter 2, verse 7. You go back and look at that. He himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. He has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You can go back again and read Revelation 14, 19 for more on the treading of the winepress. Verse 17, then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather together for the supper of the great God. All right, now, our supper, the marriage supper, was in heaven right before this. So if indeed we're riding back with him, then we're riding back on full stomachs. If that includes us, you see, I'm a little confused here for where the church is. There certainly is no mention of them in heaven, but I certainly would hope that you and I are going to take place of the marriage supper of the Lamb, and it's not just those who have died. I would hope that that's going to be you and I as well. No reason for me to think it wouldn't be. Verse 18, now it's time for the birds to eat. Come and gather together for the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses and of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, both small and great. And I saw the beast. Now remember, the beast is the Antichrist. I saw the beast, the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. Now, again, this sounds just like Psalm 2. Psalm 2, verse 1, it says, why do the nations rage and the people devise a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens will laugh. The Lord will scoff at them. Then he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury, saying, as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. I will tell the decree of the Lord. He has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will surely give you the nations as your inheritance, the very ends of the earth as your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron. You will shatter them like earthenware. Now, therefore, O kings, show discernment. Take warning, O judges of the earth. Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath may soon be kindled. How blessed are all those that take refuge in him. Now, that's a different translation. I just happened to be thumbing through my New American Standard this morning. That's how that reads. Psalm 2. Certainly, I believe that's a picture. You know, David saw a picture here. Remember, David said in 2 Samuel chapter 23, the last words that he spoke, he says, the Holy Spirit spoke by me, and his words were on my tongue. That's a prophetic look at this right here. Okay, verse 20, Revelation chapter 19, verse 20. Now, this is my textual proof in the Word that the Antichrist, first of all, is a person, and he's not a country. Some people say, well, you know, this beast or Antichrist is not a person. It's just it's a world system or it's a nation. And this is where I go and take people that say that this is a person. It's a flesh and blood person. Now, don't get me wrong. He's possessed by the devil, same as Judas Iscariot was. But he's a person. It's not a country. It's not a system. He is a person. Revelation chapter 19, verse 20. And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth, and their armies gather together to make war against him who sat on his horse and against his army. Verse 20. Then the beast was captured, and with him, notice that, the false prophet who works signs in his presence. Again, let me read the verse, then I'll get on to explaining this. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who works signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two, that's T-W-O, these two were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the rest were killed with the sword which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse. And all the birds were filled with their flesh. Okay, first of all, first beast here, there's two-thirds of the satanic trinity here. Beast and false prophet. Now, this is where I go to show people that Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 through 18, that when I call him the false prophet, that's not me making that up. The Bible calls him that. Do you see that? Revelation chapter 19, verse 20. Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet. All right, first off, the word for capture is the Greek word piazzo. The word means to arrest someone. It's the same word used of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane when they came and they arrested him. It's the same Greek word there, piazzo. The word means to arrest. You can't arrest a country. You can't arrest a world system. You can't arrest and take into custody or arrest a nation. You can't do that. Got to be a person. And it says him. Then, so we could read this. Then the beast was arrested. And with him, the false prophet. Notice that is a person. He's arrested. He's called him. Sorry, ESV Bible. This is a person. You shouldn't be calling him it because you don't believe in future Bible prophecy. It's a person. Him. With him. The false prophet who works signs in his presence. So the Antichrist is arrested with him, the false prophet who works signs in his presence by which he deceives those who receive the mark of the beast. Then it says these two were cast into the lake of fire. There's a trivia question for you. Who are the first two residents of the lake of fire? Here it is right here. Antichrist, false prophet. Also, more proof to you that Satan is not the Antichrist. He is his own person. Satan himself is thrown into the lake of fire later. This is a distinct person. Antichrist is his own person. He's possessed by the devil, but he's his own person as much as Judas Iscariot was his own person. The Antichrist is not Satan. Do you see this in this text? Do you believe what the Word of God says? Then the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone. Notice, too, the ministry of the false prophet. It says the signs by which he deceives those who receive the mark of the beast and those who worship his image. Remember what he does. What does he do to deceive people? Now, I put it to you. This man is going to deceive over 2 billion people. The odds are he's going to deceive many of your neighbors, your friends, perhaps people in your own family. Maybe he's going to deceive your own mother or mother-in-law, maybe your own daughter, maybe your own son-in-law, maybe your own family, maybe your own husband. How? 2 things. By calling fire down out of heaven. That hasn't happened since Elijah. Revelation 13:13, he performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down out of heaven in the sight of men. He deceives those who dwell on the earth by the signs which were given to him to do. So we're out of time here for today, but I just want you to see, read up on Revelation chapter 13, verses 11 through 18. Brush up on that, and you'll see what this person's going to do. My advice to you, friend, is this. God's given you tomorrow's newspaper. You've got the winner. It's just like going to the track with the winner to every race. You have got win, place, and show. You've got the winner. You've got every Powerball there's ever going to be. You've got it all right here. Win, place, show, Powerball for all of eternity right here. It's in your hand. Is it in your hand? I hope you've got one. You know the future before it happened. We're way out of time. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.